Hi everyone, it's Rebecca with another English extravaganza. November in the United States is a time to appreciate Native American culture. So, today I'm going to tell you a story from the Alabama tribe. In the beginning of the world, it was Bear who owned fire. It warmed Bear and his people on cold nights and gave them light when it was dark. Bear and his people carried fire with them wherever they went. One day, Bear and his people came to a great forest where they found many acorns. Bear set fire at the edge of the forest, and he and his people began eating the acorns. They were delicious. Bear and his people kept eating and were led further and further from fire. Fire sat and burned. When its flame burned low, fire became alarmed and called out to Bear, "Feed me! Feed me!" But Bear and his people were too far and did not hear. Then, man came walking through the forest and saw the small, flickering fire. "Feed me! Feed me!" Fire cried out. "What should I feed you?" man asked. He had never seen fire before. "I eat sticks and logs and wood of all kinds," fire explained. Man picked up a stick and placed it on the north side of fire. Fire slowly ate it. Man got a second stick and placed it on the west side. Fire burned brighter and stretched taller and eagerly claimed the second stick. Man picked up a third stick and laid it on the south side of fire and laid a fourth stick on the east. By this time, fire was leaping and dancing in delight, its hunger satisfied. Man warmed himself by the blazing fire, enjoying the colors and sounds fire made as it ate the wood. Man and fire were very happy together, and man fed fire sticks whenever it got hungry. A long time later, Bear and his people came back to the edge of the forest looking for fire. Fire was angry when it saw Bear. It burned bright and yelled at Bear for leaving. Fire burned so hot that Bear and his people had to leave. And now, fire belongs to man. I hope you enjoyed the story. I'll be back next week with another English extravaganza.